Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. California has lifted its statewide stay-at-home order, returning all 58 counties to the old color-coded coronavirus tier system to govern restrictions. The move announced early yesterday morning took many by surprise. Some critics say Governor Gavin Newsom was responding to a threatened lawsuit by dozens of restaurant owners and to the threat posed by a recall effort that's recently gained steam. Asked about this at a noon press conference, the governor responded briefly but forcefully.
Yeah, that's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
Newsom and Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says the decision to end the stay-at-home order for the three regions of California still under it is based on projections that show intensive care unit capacity above 15% in all regions. Newsom says the supporting data will be made public for outside review. The state, as recently as last week, was resisting calls for that data to go public, saying it did not want to confuse Californians. Californians are allowed to dine outdoors and go to gyms again and hold small outdoor gatherings. As Cap Radio's Sammy Caola reports, scientists say this is a crucial step for people's mental health.
After 7 weeks of tight restriction, California counties are allowed to return to the color-coded tier system, which allows them to slowly reopen their economies if they keep their case rates down. The change also lets people get together again, as long as it's outside and no more than three households are there. Stanford University biologist Erin Mordecai says this should be okay as long as people keep their distance.
Not that we should all have huge gatherings, but I think the ability to see people outdoors in a socially distanced setting with a mask on, with, you know, small numbers of people, I think we all need that for our mental health and our social health.
The spike from the holidays is petering out, but she says there's still a chance we'll see another surge, especially if the new variants from the UK become dominant in California. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
It's the calm before the storm. It will be breezy, rain likely this morning, rain this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s with west winds up to 15 miles per hour, increasing to the south up to 30 miles per hour. There's also a high wind warning in effect from tonight through tomorrow morning. There will be strong winds tonight. Rain may be heavy at times after midnight. Lows in the 40s tonight. Southerly winds gusting up to as high as 75 miles per hour.